Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Let's think about that verse. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, quite honestly, I always thought, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," should have read, "For where your heart is, there your treasure will be also." Don't we always follow our hearts? But I think Jesus knew exactly what the word placement should be. He well understood that man's heart always follows his stuff. It's hard for us to get an honest assessment of our hearts, isn't it? I've seen the most rational people rationalize the most ridiculous things. And I've seen the most spiritual people spiritualize the most earthly things. The Old Testament, Jeremiah hit the nail on the head when he said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" So we need to evaluate the tangible to get a read on the spiritual. I'm going to say that again. We need to evaluate the tangible to get a read on the spiritual. So let's do that. One, check your bank statement. Where's your money going? That's where your heart is. Check your calendar. How do you spend your time? That's where your heart is. Check your entertainment. How do you amuse yourself? That's where your heart is. Check your internet history. That's where your heart is. Journal your thoughts. What are the reoccurring themes, those echoes? That's where your heart is. Replay your conversations. How do you use words? That's what's in your heart. My treasure is the best tool to evaluate my heart. I know it's convicting, but let's take time to do that. Father, it is too easy to read over this, read this passage, and then just pass over it. So please help me find the time to slow down and do a true assessment. Help me honestly evaluate where I put my money, my time, my energy, and show me what I'm thinking about most of the time. By your Spirit, evaluate my heart. Help me to be an example to my children and my grandchildren. May my life find you as my eternal treasure, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.